his word. I just wanted to mention to some of the young people a couple of things from this chapter 12 of Acts, which we've just read together. And to just point out, as it were, the way in which the Lord was pleased to look after his servant Peter, even although he was in such a dire situation. And it is something for us to remember that even although our circumstances may seem to be very terrible and very frightening and to cause us a lot of worry and concern, the Lord knows, and he knows exactly where we are, and he knows exactly what we need. There were several Herods in the Bible, in the New Testament here. And it seems as if each one of these Herods, these men, was as cruel as the next. This one that we read of in Acts chapter 12 killed James. And we discover that he killed James the apostle, that was the brother of John, because he thought that it pleased the Jews. The Jews were opposed to the apostles, they were opposed to the gospel, and this wicked ruler, this wicked king, he put pleasing these men before the truth. Being a man pleaser before doing what was right. Doing what was right would have been to leave these people in peace because they weren't harming or hurting anyone. They weren't a problem in their society. But because Herod wanted to ingratiate himself, he wanted to please the Jews, he took James and he killed him. He killed him with the sword, sending one of his soldiers, no doubt, to execute this disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find this happening in the Bible, and we find it happening in the world. And such corrupt leaders are a disgrace in the world. And they will be judged by God as Herod was at the end of this chapter. He saw how much James' death pleased the Jews. And so he decided that he would kill Peter as well. And that was the simple motivation that was in his heart. And he planned to kill Peter, the Lord's disciple, too. Peter's imprisonment is an amazing account of God's deliverance. These four quaternions of soldiers probably meant that he had 16 men guarding him. Some seemed to be at each side of him, holding him in chains, and others at the door of his cell. And perhaps it was a group of men who took it in turns to watch him, as it were, by shifts. But there were always plenty of people looking after Peter. Herod wasn't going to let Peter slip out of his hands. And he planned to wait until the Passover was over. We're told that this was the time of the days of unleavened bread. A little reference to Easter there in verse 4, but that's really speaking about the time of Passover. And Herod planned to kill Peter when the Passover came to an end. And the night before Peter was due to lose his life, he was asleep, chained between these two guards. And it's lovely that Peter was calm at this time. He was calm enough to sleep, even although his execution was due for the next day. And as he lay asleep, we're told that God sent an angel. And Peter's chains fell off when the angel came into his prison cell. And Peter was freed. The angel had to, as it were, knock him, give him a little punch, a little dunt, and say, Peter, waken up, get dressed, put your coat on, put your shoes on. We are going out into the cold night. And Peter, it seems, wasn't sure what was happening, and he wondered if he was having a dream. But Soon the angel was leading him out past the soldiers, past a large iron prison gate, which opened of its own accord without any help. It was a miracle from God. And then Peter was left in the street, and the angel went away. Having freed him, he left Peter to decide where he would go. And we're told that he went to the house of Mary. And there are a lot of Marys in the New Testament. And this one was a sister of Barnabas. We remember Barnabas. He was the one who had gone and got Paul from Tarsus and brought him back to Antioch. Well, this was Mary's house in Jerusalem. And it must have been quite a big house because there were a lot of people there using it for a prayer meeting. And Mary was the mother of John Mark. And all of the people were there praying for Peter's deliverance when Peter went up and knocked on the door of the house. And there was a little girl called Rhoda. And she could hear something at the door. So she went to the door because she could hear Peter knocking the door. But it seems as if she was afraid or concerned to open it. And then she recognized Peter's voice. But instead of opening the door for Peter, she ran back into the house and said, "Peter's at the front door." And it's almost an amusing story how Peter's standing there at the door waiting to get in, and all the people are arguing inside about whether it's really him. Oh, I found it quite funny. These people were praying that Peter would be released, and when he was, they couldn't believe that it was actually him. Well, it wasn't funny for the guards. And we discovered that when Peter was discovered to be freed, that the guards were all killed the next day. They thought they were going to kill one man, but instead they killed 16. It shows us just the kind of wicked man that Herod was. And next we're told that Herod went down to Caesarea. We know where Caesarea is because that's where Cornelius was, and Peter had been down there just shortly before at Cornelius' house. And Herod, perhaps on a feast day or for some special occasion, was all dressed up in his fancy clothes, and he made a speech. And all the people that were there listening to him flattered him and said that he was more than a man. He was a great man. He was an honourable man. In fact, they said, he sounds more like a god than a man. Oh, it's a terrible thing when people have pride and when people allow flattery to enter into their hearts and their minds. We all need to remember that we are only, all of us, sinners before a holy God. And we are just like little worms as far as God is concerned. And we should not think of ourselves more highly than we really are. And the angel of God came down at that moment and slew Herod. And we're told that he died there or shortly afterwards. The church grew and prospered and multiplied. And then we discover right at the end of the chapter that Barnabas and Paul took this young man, John Mark, who was actually Barnabas' nephew, and took him with them, probably back to Antioch. And from there, they would all go on the missionary journeys that we'll read about shortly. But I just wanted to touch one thing on this story before we left it. And I think that the picture of Peter's release here is a lovely picture. It's a fact. This is what happened. We believe that this actually happened in Peter's life. But it's a picture also of what happens to every sinner. Because as a sinner, we are bound in our sins. We are chained with our sins and with our guilt and with all of the fleshy nature that is part of our lives. But this shows how when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, when he comes in power into a person's life, it's like they are set free. It's like they are liberated. Their chains are taken off. The chains of sin and the chains of guilt and the chains of the old nature and the old man are taken off. And we are no longer ruled by the passions of our wickedness, but we are ruled by a new king, King Jesus, who lives in our hearts and in our lives. Doesn't mean to say that everything goes great after that, because there are always problems. And we find that Peter had to go away and hide because there were those who still wanted to kill him and to hurt him. But spiritually, here is a picture of a believer being released from captivity by the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross, who shed his blood, who gave his life, that we in turn might have the benefits of his great salvation. And we have life because the Lord Jesus Christ died for us. A messenger comes preaching the gospel, just like that angel came to Peter's prison cell. And when we believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, our chains fall off, the doors of our prison cell are opened, and we can go free to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening and for hearing that little account from Acts chapter 12, and I trust it will be of benefit to us.